Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra principal clarinet Ricardo Morales. We talked about the clarinet solo in Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, but we also talked about how he first came to play the clarinet.
You grew up in Puerto Rico with a very musical family, six kids, all of whom are professional musicians now.
That's right. The first four older siblings, they were already playing. There's an eight-year gap between my next youngest older brother. And by the time that I was eight or nine, I just wanted to join the band because they were just playing together a lot for Christmas and things like that. So it was, for me, just a natural thing for me to try to get going and follow them.
And I understand that you chose clarinet in part because up until that point, you were doing a lot of singing.
Yes, that was really funny because I don't really have a particularly good voice, but a lot of the songs that my parents asked me to sing were, you know, these Latin ballads of lost love and longing, etc. And I would have my aunts going, oh, isn't he cute, etc. And I was totally mortified. So for me, it was a very good excuse to pick a wind instrument. So I would have it in my mouth and then I don't have to sing anymore.
Although the clarinet does a lot of singing.
That is true. It's in a different kind of way, but it's actually, for me, a very comfortable way. So it was a love at first blow, I would say, yeah.
Was there any particular music that made you fall in love with the clarinet?
Actually, no. I just loved woodwind instruments in general. And when I was going to my music school, the clarinet professor was also the flute teacher and was very beloved by all the people in the school. And I just loved him, so I just wanted to study with him, whatever. So I just picked up the clarinet instead of the flute.
Well, now you spent about 10 years at the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Does that environment with all of those singers influence how you approach the clarinet?
Absolutely. You cannot help but learn about the art of bel canto, listening to some of the world's greatest singers day in and day out. So it allows you to learn how the phrases, the tension building of the sound, and how you release it, so then you can actually have a bigger arch for expression. And of course, the clarinet in the symphonic repertoire is quite expressive, but even more so in the operatic world. It's very interesting that it's featured even more so. So it was a wonderful experience for me to be able to play many pieces that had to do a lot of intricate work with singers.
How does Rachmaninoff write for the clarinet in this symphony?
Well, Rachmaninoff writes extremely well for the clarinet in all his pieces. Actually, his first symphony, which was not successful for the critics, etc., is actually a lovely piece, and it has a lot of woodwind, beautiful music. But he had a particular affinity for the clarinet. The solos in the first symphony are quite prominent, and then, of course, this one we call the Big Kahuna. Of course, the most generous with this beautiful solo in the third movement. I think that he was very aware of the sound and very fond of the kind of nuance that the clarinet could make.
We know there's this amazing solo in the third movement, but you also play in the first two movements.
Yes. Well, the woodwind interaction is really wonderful. There's a lot of intricate interaction between the strings and the winds. His music is very, very similar to the piano music that he wrote. If people have had the opportunity to hear his performances, one can hear how much clarity and how much interaction there is. There's a lot of undercurrents that happen in the playing, so therefore everybody has, it's very much like a very rich chamber music that everybody is involved, but at the same time it has to be very light and transparent at times, but also very expressive.
When we come to this solo in the third movement that is so beautiful and so romantic, you have to switch clarinets, I understand.
Yes. It's always I find it a little bit of a tricky thing. It's very funny because the second movement is on B flat clarinet and the rest of the symphony is on A clarinet. And one is busy playing all the way to the last 12 measures of the second movement on the B flat, and then you just the minute that the third movement starts, you're just hoping for the best. Your first note is like boom, hello, there's your solo. So it keeps you sort of religious because there's always a prayer before you start. Oh God, please, I love you. I hope it doesn't go wrong.
And you don't really have an opportunity to warm up your instrument.
I don't know. It's just I play the first movement, and then you just have to make the little adjustments as the solo gets progressing, because it's pretty long, so one has to set it up so that then one is not too low, so then the instrument can get a little bit cold. But then as the solo progresses, you have to make the adjustments so that then you don't end up being a little too sharp. But it's a wonderful opportunity to hear the interaction, because within the solo, the bassoon has some lines that it just comes and has a nice little partnership, and hearing the inner movement of the strings with the triplets going underneath, etc. It just helps you to have a very nice chamber music approach to the piece. It's actually interesting because there's so many people playing, and in terms of volume, one has to put quite a bit of sound, but it has to sound soft in texture, but you have to sort of play medium loud, which is that's basically the challenge, how to play with a big sound that doesn't sound forced. And I mean, I feel very lucky to be playing the Flail Through Orchestra, because it's like that is the whole approach of the orchestra, the string, the richness of the sound of the strings, and of course the clarity and beautiful nuance of the winds, and of course this majestic, beautiful sound of the brass and percussion is something that is like a lesson every day to be able to emulate that in one's playing. So I hope not to let them too down.
Well, the solo is very well known among musicians because is it an audition excerpt?
Oh, of course. This piece, without a doubt, is in every major principal clarinet audition list. So it's one of those that one looks forward to be able to play. Finally, it's like, oh, there's nothing more exciting than feel, okay, you've arrived. And then you get to be able to play this piece. And especially here in Philadelphia, for me, to be able to play Rachmaninoff with the Philadelphia Orchestra, an orchestra that has this tradition of beautiful sound and expression, and that was a very close musical partner with Rachmaninoff. It's a great honor. There's a great deal of institutional memory.
Well, you've described this on your teaching website as one of the most beautiful and juiciest solos.
Oh, yes.
So how do you approach it both physically from a technical point of view and also emotionally?
Yes, actually. Emotionally, it's very tricky because one goes through quite a roller coaster. Of course, at the beginning, you have the few moments of fear trying to get going. Then there's this happiness of being able to have this beautiful opportunity to play, and then just doing the nuance, etc. One has to be able to be open in one's mind and one's heart in order to be able to do an interaction that is in the moment. I mean, because one of the things that one has to do is to be extremely aware of everything that's going around, which is a general principle. But in this one, since there's so many little extra notes that and triplets and movement that everybody does, the more aware you are of that, then the less likely you are to be extremely self-involved in the nervousness of the solo. So that's actually better, because then you're much more in the moment of being able to be interactive. So one has to sort of practice in many different ways, in the way that you have to, of course, work for the control of the sound, the control of the air, etc., so that then one can be free enough to be thinking about all the musical interaction with your colleagues.
So the orchestra is playing a different rhythm.
Yes. The clarinet solo has it's basically very, very sustained notes, and it's very lyrical and slow. And there's the rhythmic interaction the violins have going on triplets here and there, and there's little interactions with some of the other winds, etc. So then one has to be quite flexible and just in the moment for it.
Is this a good piece to illustrate what I've also heard you talk about, which is the importance of not only thinking about the music, but having your heart in the music?
Yes, absolutely. For me, actually, I had to be careful about that, because with my interaction here in Philadelphia, I'm a little bit, I would call myself a sort of a crybaby, a little cheesy person. So I get the sound that the orchestra makes is such that I actually get overwhelmed many times, and I get teary-eyed while playing, etc. I start weeping sometimes, and I have to sort of get a little bit on the cynical, okay, burst support, the embouchure, the correct fingering, just to try to separate myself from the emotional overwhelming sound that one can get from being surrounded with such great musicians and playing such beautiful music.
And that goes to another point that I've heard you say, which was that in order to play music well, you also have to live your life well or think about being a good person.
Yes, yes. That was the most important lesson I got from my teacher in Puerto Rico, Leslie Lopez, who I loved and he's in my heart all the time. It was that when I was growing up, of course, when I was 12, you know, he would say, Ricky, you have to be a good boy and grow up to be a very nice gentleman because if you have to have a noble heart because without a noble heart, how would you expect to play with nobility in your playing? So that is a goal that one always tries. I mean, it's a work in progress, I must admit. but it's a most fundamental goal, for sure.
Thank you so much, Ricardo Morales.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.